Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope Thursdays are off to a great start.
Oh, indeed.
Got a lot to get to here in the last hour of the show. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Do we care? Will we be watching tonight?
It's a big day, dude. I got to plant my spicy jalapeno plants.
Ooh, I already got the full garden in, man. It's growing like crazy.
We're kind of taking it day by day.
I've never planted this early before. It's a roll of the dice.
The weather is.
Because if you get one frosty morning, it could all crumble on you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Holding out hope.
You going to buy shade covers for your plants? People are starting to do that because of the sun, how hot
I actually
it
have
is.
A very shady backyard. If anything, I have too much shade in my backyard. I need a little more. I could use a little more sunlight to help everything grow. Because I got to get my pumpkins in at some point, and I don't. Pumpkins need a lot of sunlight.
Yes.
So I got to find a place. I'm scouting the surroundings of my house every day. Dude, pumpkins are a lot of fun to grow.
You're going to deprive Teddy Ballgame of a pumpkin patch experience.
You're damn right I will. One, they're stupid. It's a long drive. Oh, it's a waste of a Saturday during football season or Sunday during football season.
Don't act like there's not bad weekends.
To go buy a pumpkin that I could just grow on my own, and I'm going to put them in a wheelbarrow. We'll wheel you out to the backyard, buddy. I'll put a little scarecrow out there. You want me to bob for apples? What else? You want me to get a farm animal there?
I don't think people bob for apples
anymore. We got a guy in our neighborhood who's got a full-on farm in his front lawn. He's got like four goats.
Does he really?
A couple of rabbits. Yeah, dude.
Does it smell?
Yeah, when you walk by, it does, yeah.
Like, really bad?
It smells, yeah.
Pungent.
It's pungent.
Stings the nostrils.
Dude, he loves seeing it. I'll carry him up in a wagon to go see that house, and then we'll wagon back to the house, pull the pumpkin out of the backyard. Looks like, look at that, buddy. You got your own pumpkin.
Can you not act like you can't go to the pumpkin patch when Northwestern and Purdue are playing?
Can't do it, dude. What's Barry Odom going to do this year? Pat Fitzgerald? He's not at Northwestern anymore. How will they survive? I couldn't remember Northwestern's coach off the top.
Exactly, it's Braun.
Yeah, it's Braun.
Yeah. He's still there.
It's still Barry Odom, though. Year two, Purdue.
Okay.
What's it going to do?
Oh, yeah. God forbid you miss the big nooner with
Joel
Klatt.
That's a future. I'm scouting. Oregon plays them in 3 weeks. I can't miss that game. It's 9 a.m. on a Saturday.
You need to
what do you want from me here, right?
We treat that like a bye week on the radio. By the way, for all the big game stuff, I know there's a side note. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this yesterday because people are really mad about the 2014 playoff. They're like, well, it's going to make the regular season not count anymore. Yeah. What about big games? You're not going to care anymore. And I go, dude, I literally did a show the entire week of the Indiana game, and Duck fan was like, who cares? This man, my co-host, lives and breathes this team. He sleeps on Duck sheets, and he barely gave me anything about the game. He's like, it's Indiana. Who cares? And then they lost, and it was like, holy crap, man, what's going on here?
This guy's falling.
Like, yeah, you guys don't care sometimes when we get big games. Complaining about.
Ah, you know.
Indiana. It's Indiana. What do you want from
me? It's Indiana.
It's Indiana. They suck. They can't be any good. Can they? They can't be good. Can they? No, I don't think so. All right. Magic hat time. What do we got today, Brandon? What's in the old hat? Do we have any Brandon submissions into the magic hat?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, baby.
I'm just hoping I remember. Not as personal as a couple weeks ago.
I'm hoping I remember what I wrote.
I know. That's usually what we do.
Sometimes I most of the time I write it down, and then he says it. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, no, is that me?
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. Is that you?
Is that another past one?
Wait.
Here we go again. That might be a past one.
I think that's a past one.
That might have been mine last week, but now I was going to announce the kid number two in the Magic Hat. It didn't get pulled.
So
I did it in the next segment.
We should have set that up.
I know. I didn't think ahead. Yeah. I told the wife, too. I was like, she was like, are you going to say it on the air? And I was like, yeah, I'll probably do it for the 9 a.m. segment, Magic Hat. So then she had to listen to the whole Magic Hat. We didn't do it. I don't even remember.
How important is kid number two? I didn't even choose to do it in the segment.
You know, we did get the poll. The J.P. Morgan dominatrix got pulled.
That was a good one.
I mean, that was a good story. That was a good story.
Future of broadcasting.
Okay, this is perfect because I was going to do this in the last segment. We got distracted by Jaylen Brown. So have you guys seen what Duke is trying to pull off and how it's pissing everybody off?
Their men's basketball program wants do-re-mi.
So you're saying, hey, do you know who we are? We're Duke, okay? We're the Dukies. We're the biggest draw in the sport. We got Cooper Flagg, not anymore, but I got John Shire, all right? We're going to be okay. So what Duke came out and announced a couple weeks ago or last week, I can't remember exactly what it was, but they basically said we're going to have 4 or 5 standalone games that we're selling to Amazon Prime. Like they have a game against Michigan. Remember they played them at the end of the season this year. It was a really good regular season game. Mm-hmm. So they have a couple of those like marquee, I can't remember, I'll have to go pull up who all the opponents were. One of them might have been Gonzaga, to be honest. But it was like big time matchups, not like we're playing Bethune-Cookman here. You're talking top 10, top 15-ish type programs. And so they're trying to sell this to Amazon. That has led to some of the conferences who are also affiliated with the other teams, a la the Big Ten, Michigan, saying like, hell no, you won't. And they're trying to fight this thing tooth the nail of like, wait a minute, why are you allowed to go sell this sub package of your games? Mm-hmm. We're not getting a taste of this action. This is ludicrous. So this is going to be a new battle in the college athletic space. And it is now, according to Ross Dellinger, potentially encroaching into football. Earlier this morning, it was announced Florida State and Georgia had a home and home scheduled, one in Athens, one in Tallahassee. Home and homes are great. Who
That's
doesn't
a
enjoy
great
them?
Home and home.
That's a good one. FSU, like, dude, talk about coaches who might get fired. Mike Norvell, what are we going to do this year? That's a really fun home and home. They came out and announced they're canceling it and they're moving it to a neutral site. And according to Dellinger, he thinks it connects to the Duke Amazon deal that these two schools are going to try and find a wiggle room out. And say, well, it's a neutral site game, so the broadcast partner of the conference doesn't have the rights to it. We're going to go sell it to fill in the blank, YouTube, whatever, right? Netflix, Amazon Prime, and we're going to be able to cash in on an interesting marquee non-conference game, although Florida State's nothing about them right now is marquee. This is going to be the future, and teams are going to keep pushing the limits as far as they can until somebody tells them emphatically no, but to the point, that has not happened yet.
Well, yeah, but like also you don't know if Florida State, if it's an early non-conference game, who beat Bama last year?
Florida State did, right?
Right. Bama was a playoff team. Florida State barely won a game after that game. Yes. So, like, it's not like they can't win it. They usually almost always have talent. It's just, is Norvell good? You know, for all the debate about 24-16, this is actually the most detrimental in my opinion. This is where you kill your fans.
Yeah.
You have a home and home scheduled.
You got Georgia coming to town.
Georgia coming to Tallahassee. You got Florida State going to Georgia. Athens, these fan bases can drive to these colleges.
Oh, yeah.
They're right next to each other. And now you're going to deprive them so you can go to Jerry's World. And all for what?
Yeah. Or playing Atlanta.
$12 million on Amazon Prime or whatever it ends up cost. Like, I don't even know what the cost of that game would be.
They would say it's enough money to pay for a wide receiver two in the transfer portal next year, and that's all that matters to us.
If you think the expanded playoff of 24 is gross, capitalism, a gross form of capitalism, it's all about the do-re-mi, I'd argue at least they're going to be playing home venue sites for playoff games.
We hope.
We hope.
Don't know that for certain yet, but we hope.
This has been the worst thing of the sport. For all the people going on Feinbaum saying, oh, only real ball knowers like it this way, and you know the Josh Pates of the world saying, oh, college football was great when it was this way, I'll tell you what the worst thing to me has been. It's the neutral site. The neutral site has been easily, for me as a sports fan, the worst part of what the sport has done in the last 20 years.
It's not even close.
NIL portal, sure. Yeah. Roster poaching, ugly. Coaches jumping ship, all right. Buyouts being ugly and gross, yeah, it's disgusting. Expansion to playoff, you don't like it, that's fine. Conference is dying and growing. I get all of it. I cannot stand in that sport when you talk about pageantry and venues and legendary home sites that we all want to play video games in.
Yes.
You are stripping it away year by year so you can go play in these monstrosity NFL stadiums all to make a couple bucks that ultimately don't really make or break. If anything, they give you the money for your buyout when you fire your coach stupidly. I hate it. It's yeah. Maybe
Oregon's
not.
Played in three of them, and they're all three venues that I would be bucket list for me to go. LSU way back in the day. Yep. The Auburn game was played in Dallas, Texas. Yep. I would much rather go down to Auburn and watch a game. And then Georgia, they played in Atlanta. So you were already in the state. You already were all the way down there. I had to fly to Atlanta for that game. I might as well drive 2 hours to Athens to go watch and play in an actual college football stadium.
The death of the Pac-12 is easily number one, if I could correct that. But yep, the number sure. two biggest thing in the last 20 years of that sport that they've gotten wrong that I've hated the most, it's neutral site games. Yeah,
just get ready for these battles, man, because they're going to keep popping up. Conferences are going to try and fight back against it because they want to control the inventory. And so as long as they don't have the ability to do that, teams are going to continue to test what they're able to get rid of. What else we got in the hat?
COVID Deja Cruz. Okay, this is me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's right. back.
You did it. You did it. You put it in there.
I got to bring this
Somebody
up.
Somebody had to put it in.
I got to bring this up.
It's too big of a story.
If you don't know, there's a cruise ship that is essentially stranded, or not stranded, but, I mean, it's definitely under investigation.
Are they ready to work remote again?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
So they are...
They were bird watching. Yes, this is a bird watching tour. It's a $22,000 tour. It's mainly old people on the smaller cruise boat.
And then they find out that three people are getting sick on the ship to the tune of three people now are dead due to the hantavirus, and five other people are severely ill.
And one doctor had to be airlifted out of it because guess what? They're finding it's being contacted.
There's a strain that can spread human to human.
Person to person. Guess what the World Health Organization announced today? They are now monitoring three people who probably have it that got off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again. This is a 40% death rate, by the way. This virus,
it's a massive,
it kills your respiratory system. Yeah. It's over if you get it.
Yeah. Another reason why I never want to go on a cruise ship. Ever.
Amen.
Well, that's fun, but the cruise ship is now bringing it to the world.
Yeah. Well, there was a video. So there's a video of a guy who's on the ship. He's like literally crying. He's like, think of us in our, he's like this guy who's in quarantine in his room. I don't know if he has it or not, but he's basically like, this is miserable. When you see this as a news story, remember there's people who are on this ship. Like, this is our lives that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's super emotional. And then another video went viral yesterday. The captain of the cruise ship, when the first passenger died from the virus, coming out and doing a speech in front of everybody on the boat, basically saying, hey, by the way, we had a passenger die last night. And then he says, but it was for natural causes. We don't think there's anything contagious or nothing. Like, he basically downplayed the entire thing when the first person passed away.
Yeah.
Brandon hit the nail on the head. This is, cruise ships should cease to exist. There's no way they're good for the environment.
No way.
Don't do them. That's not a good idea. Bad things will happen to you.
But, Andrew, they're so cheap and it's a vacation.
No, thank you. We need to shut them all down. I don't need Shaq doing commercials about going on a slide and a roller coaster on a cruise ship.
The Miami Heat will be for sale if that happens.
Yes, they will. Shut them all down, man. This one was a super long voyage. I read up on it a little bit. So the reason people were getting off, because it was one of those that was like a month-long journey.
From Argentina all the way down to Antarctica.
They went to Antarctica, and so there were people who were just like random stops would get off and be like, all right, that's 2 months for me is enough.
Yep.
And they got off the ship, not realizing at the time they may or may not have had it. One gal got on a flight and flew to Johannesburg. Her husband had died on the cruise ship. I don't know how she got off. Then she got on a plane, so now they're having to contact trace everybody that was on the airplane. It's another thing of like all the cruises you could do.
This is how it happens.
You're going to Antarctica and
it's a bird thing.
The belief is, it comes from like rodent poop. And so they're like in caves breathing in rodent poop and they've now contracted this virus.
Well,
so,
the worst thing is the initial thought was it's just, you basically have to be in contact with it.
That you can't spread human to human.
The doctor getting it is a
red flag.
A huge red flag because he's close to him, obviously, but contacting it means.
Yeah.
So
cool. Mm.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah. Hey,
get ready for it.
You think the administration's ready for this?
Hey. Gosh.
Because they were ready for the last one.
Yeah.
It's going to go away by Easter, though.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Maybe.
Two weeks.
Leave them on the ship. Our numbers will look good. Just leave them out there. Leave them out in the ocean.
This will go away in 2 weeks.
Dude, they're stuck on that ship for like 8 weeks.
Yeah, I was well,
like,
I
the news is coming out being like, they're not, you can't come off. I'm sorry. Mm. You just can't do it.
I hate to say this. You need to gather the people that left and you need to
put them back on the ship?
No, they need to be in a quarantine.
No! Yeah.
They, what are you
drag
doing?
Back onto the boat.
Well, I mean, are we not all thinking like what we're all thinking?
Yeah.
We're going to monitor? If it's being passed person to person, what are we monitoring? Get them out of there.
We're on it.
Quarantine.
We're on it.
Give them a television, some snacks.
Yeah.
Sit in a lab.
Show them Tiger King. Help me.
That's not great.
All right, what else we got?
All right, the doucher.
All right, so...
Boy, the Magic Hat's been all dirt lately, I swear.
Hey, I was trying to announce the birth of a child, soon to be, and I couldn't even get polled last week, all right? So, this guy, don't even, like, all right, you wanted, like, a hot topic for me. Draymond Green was one earlier in the show. I can't stand Draymond Green.
You hate this guy.
I can't stand him.
This guy you hate, though.
The doucher will not stop, and everything he says is, I feel like, dumber than the last thing he said the time before. So, DeChambeau, everybody acknowledges the draw that he is and the pull that he is, and I get it. His YouTube numbers are good. He's a villain. People don't like him. Like, I'm not trying to act as if him being some sort of a lightning rod in the golf world is not real. I acknowledge that it fully is.
Mm-hmm.
We're now on the brink of LIV Golf collapsing. His contract is up at the end of this year. They might try and stay on some sort of like zombie golf league, but you're not going to have big purses and you're not going to be able to pay these guys what hundreds of millions of dollars that they were paying him. So he's basically left with two options. One is to come back hat in hand to the PGA Tour, say, what do I need to do to get back on this tour? Or do something that we've never seen before, and that is play YouTube golf and not actually play on a tour.
And just do major championships.
And just play the major championships. Now, he's trying to argue that that is enough to get him ready to play in major championships.
Come on.
But he's also trying to argue that the PGA Tour should bend over backwards and say, like, oh, well, they're in a rough spot. They fired a couple of people. He's making this argument that they need me. And it just does not gel with reality of, one, the PGA Tour ratings have been incredibly strong since he left. Nothing has really been that impacted. And if he is such a draw, why does nobody watch LIV Golf?
Right. He's only a draw when he gets to play against the PGA Tour guys on the major championships.
You're a draw against Grant Horvat on YouTube. Yeah. Congratulations. That's a drastically different audience than the people who are watching golf events on Saturdays and Sundays every single weekend. And so his arrogance and his idea that you need me, you better get on hand and knee to come beg me to come back to the PGA Tour makes my blood boil, because he's acting as if he's the second coming and he just isn't. He's a good golfer. He's entertaining. He's a lightning rod. I acknowledge all of that. I can't stand his ego. This is even better. So he was one of the few guys who played his way into the ability to be a LIV guy who played on the last Ryder Cup team. And this is a story from the 4Play podcast on Barstool. They have Kevin Kisner, who's a part of it now, and he's one of the lead analysts for
NBC.
NBC, thank you. And he told a story. Kisner was one of the alternate captains on the team, and he told a great story about something that we all deal with in day-to-day life, and then how would you handle if you were the one who got included?
I'll tell y'all a hilarious story about him. Early on is when we made the team and we go to make the big group thread. He didn't have an iPhone, so you couldn't share videos or clips on the group thread because he had a Samsung. And so Keegan basically told him he had to go get an iPhone to be able to be on the team. Like, dude, I've got so much stuff to share with you over the course of the next 6 weeks. Like, you have to have an iPhone number, even if it's a second phone. So he goes, gets a new phone number, shares it with Keegan, starts the group message. Everyone starts commenting. Nobody hears from Bryson. He had told Keegan the wrong number by one digit. So some random person in America is getting all these comments from the U.S. Ryder Cup team for about 30 minutes. And so that was a hilarious start to our Ryder Cup. I think the guy even commented, if I remember correctly, like, hey, I don't know what any of this is, but good luck to y'all. I think even somebody commented back like, yeah, whatever, Bryson, funny joke. And then the guy was like, no, seriously, I don't know who these people are.
Of course he's an iPhone guy, first off. Yeah. We all hate that they ruined the group chat.
Yeah.
And second, how do you, if you're that guy who gets added to the Ryder Cup group chat, are you just chiming in?
I think
How do you operate?
Okay, it's much easier to say this knowing who's in the group chat, right? Like, we know that's the Ryder Cup team. Now let's pretend you are this person. Random text group chain gets thrown in, you're probably thinking instantly it's spam, right? With like six, seven numbers.
Yes.
Then you start reading the text, and they're like golf videos, and then it's like somebody ha-haing, and then it's like
somebody congratting Scotty on something. Like, what?
Scotty, hell of a shot here. What? And look what Roars is doing right now.
Right.
Eventually, I think if you're not deleting, you're figuring out this is a golf group chat.
Yes.
I think you're initially starting out thumbs upping everything.
Just ha-ha, giving a, yeah.
And then if somebody, if you do something like thumbs up it and somebody responds with just a thumbs up, Bryson, I think you try to figure out, oh my God, do they have the wrong number? I think you gotta mask this the whole time until the very end. And
until
you go,
the very end.
Guys, I'm actually not Bryson DeChambeau. But thank you for letting me be a part of this. Go USA.
What if you got invited to like a practice round? Hey, by the way, we're getting together at X course. We're going to go play a practice round.
And then you invited me. I got the text.
You guys said I could come.
I bet they let him in.
I bet they would.
Not to play, but to maybe be with him and caddy or hang out or whatever.
Come walk around. You'll be all right.
I think you got to try to down slow play it. I think you want to be around a little bit longer here.
I just love the idea of some random guy. It's also hilarious if that person, because these people exist who have no clue, one, what the Ryder Cup is or who PGA Tour golfers are. Like, if you're one of those people that got invited,
you're not a sports guy in every
like, because he jokes at the end, he's like, I think the person was like, good luck with whatever you guys are doing. Like, he's just somebody you have no clue. Like, you have no idea you're texting right now. You're just totally out of the left field. But
yeah,
I just, yeah, the ego of Bryson to act as if he's prime Tiger Woods in terms of a media draw, can't stand it. And that was a pretty funny story about the wrong number, and we can all relate. That green text showing up in a group chat, we can all relate to that.
What are you going to do if I do make the switch to a flip phone? Because I'm going to be a green guy.
Yeah, you'll be a green guy.
I'm not proud of that part.
I mean, our group chat with the show is already a bastard text group.
It really is,
because Swigard's not an iPhone guy. So he's already a green, so it doesn't really change my life that much.
I'll at least tell you that if I become a green group chat guy, I'm acknowledging I'm the problem.
Thank you. That's all I need from you.
Yeah, I'm awful.
As long as you do that,
totally get it.
I'm totally happy with it. More Magic Hat to come next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got one more segment of Magic Hats to get to, and then we'll close up the show with the night ahead in sports. Only one game in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The NBA does return. Does it deliver tonight? Can the Lakers pull off a shocker?
Ready for Johnny Manziel in boxing?
What? Johnny Manziel's boxing now? Is that what he's doing?
I guess.
That's the pivot?
Yeah, I guess.
Where did that level of desperation for money? Somebody to bang his brains around a little bit?
Aren't we all?
I mean, yeah. Would you take, how much would you have to take a punch from like Mike Tyson? How much would I have to pay you?
What's the amount I'd pay you to do a celebrity boxing match against Danny on our YouTube page?
What's the amount of money you have to pay me?
Yeah.
Tax-free or taxed?
Pre-tax.
Pre-tax?
And they're like, we need you in duck shorts. Danny's going to be in Trojan shorts.
Do you know how quick that fight would be over in terms of both of us not having the energy and stamina to continue? We would throw punches for one round. Both of us would go to the corner and say, all right, that's enough.
Well, how much?
If you gave me 10 G's, I would do it.
10 G's pre-tax?
10 G's pre-tax. I'd do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can we sell this?
Can we sell
Fight Night on the Fan?
Find a sponsor for 10
Fight
G's.
Fight Night on the Fan? Oh, my Spicy. Gosh.
Yeah, I would run out. I mean, the fight would be over in 90 seconds because I would just...
You think you'd be more out of breath than him?
I don't know if I would be more than him. I'm just saying I know that I would be. So I don't know who would win in a race to be out of breath, but I know both of us would get there, and I certainly would.
I'd be the guy in the corner. Throw the damn tail, man!
A boxing match with you and me would be less entertaining because I would just chase you around the ring for two rounds and then be like, all right, dude, I'm done.
Wait, why are you chasing me? Why am I?
Fast, get alive. Fast, get alive. I can't catch him. I can't get a hand on him.
You're throwing up in the bucket during the breaks between rounds.
Get faster, get alive. It's not Blake's fault. All right, what else we got in the magic ad?
All right. Jim, you help me?
You didn't quite read it the way I wanted you to read it, but that's okay.
Can you read it then?
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with these is that you guys anticipate me to pronounce that correctly.
Yes, we don't tell you.
I don't. I fail for you. Team, so you go ahead.
You help me?
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Shannon Elizabeth, welcome back into our lives.
Yes.
Shannon Elizabeth, you may remember from American Pie fame as the foreign exchange student. Haven't seen her a lot. She has not been invited back to the Scary Movie series. She was really disappointed by that. So what is she doing? If you can't find an acting gig and you're gorgeous and people are obsessed with you.
Still looks good for her age, by the way.
You go into the only thing you can, OnlyFans. Yeah, Shannon Elizabeth in the first week of OnlyFans made $1.4 million. She said she made more doing OnlyFans in 1 week than she did on American Pie and Scary Movie combined.
That's why people do it.
$1.4 million for Shannon Elizabeth, week one OnlyFans.
It's also funny because her most notable role, maybe this is unfair to her. If there's one out there that I'm forgetting, please alert me. But American Pie has to be her most notable role, right?
Far and away.
Okay.
It was the introduction to her.
Right. And her scene, I mean, her, you know, the theme of her being in it.
Have you seen her in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
I've never seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I know that
Guess
offends
what?
A lot of people.
She's a love interest who's hot.
I mean, in American Pie, she's dancing and she's, you know, you see it.
Our first webcam.
There.
That was our introduction into the internet.
That's the one thing of like some celebrities doing it. You never got a glimpse of it in a movie, and you're always like, hey, that piques your interest. We got a glimpse of her.
Well, we got a glimpse of the, yeah.
And people are still paying for it.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know what level of content she's doing, but good for her.
Well, so that's the thing is she was interviewed about this because she's just open. She's 52.
Yeah.
And she's like, I joined. I made $1.4 million in the first week. And they were like, well, what kind of content are you going to do? And she goes, you know, we'll start out classy and I guess I'll just have to kind of play it by ear to see what I'm willing and not willing to do.
What is classy OnlyFans content? What does that mean? Is that like your level of super cash? How do you define classy OnlyFans content?
Super sexy granny panties.
Is she like reading a book and drinking a glass of tea behind a fire? Music on in the background?
I assume
people just watching her like
very provocative lingerie with tasty positions.
Okay, all right.
Maybe showing the up tops because if you did it in a movie for less money, why would you not do it on the OnlyFans for more money?
She just like cooking dinner topless? That's what her OnlyFans content is?
I mean, there's some gals who are basically doing that, but they're not topless, but they're
just cooking dinner.
They're cooking dinner in very provocative outfits.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, I don't know what I'm not a member. I'm not a paying member.
I don't king shame. Whatever you want to spend money on, you spend money on. But that's an interesting one for me.
$1.4 million in 1 week.
How do more
that's
people not see this and think to themselves, that's generational. Like, if you could, that's 1 week. It's not going to go away.
Yeah,
like,
but
it
if might you live not, in the hills in Hollywood, that's nothing.
I know, but just go down the line. Like, the other gal who did this was the gal from The Sopranos.
Really?
The girlfriend. What is her name?
I can't girlfriend.
The girlfriend.
Oh, Ariana.
Yes, she went on OnlyFans, and she made a killing.
Well, yeah, that's an old fantasy for a lot of guys.
That's my point. How many people see these headlines and are like, how much money is Topanga making to do the Boy Meets World podcast? Probably, I mean, she's been doing fine, I'm sure. How much money could she make if she went
just
on OnlyFans?
Dancing with the Stars, too. So she's getting
she's got the rep out there. I get it. I'm just saying.
I don't think she's the kind. But not everybody wants to do that. They don't want to show that.
My argument simply is that would be really hard to know you possess the ability
to make that kind of money.
To make that kind of money. I don't possess that
ability.
But we all
have our limits, though.
If I went on OnlyFans, nobody's paying for it.
What about OnlyToes?
You know, see, my big nipples and my toes aren't going to do anything for you. I'm not making any money. But if you told me I had the ability to make $1 million a week to walk around my house naked.
Yeah, I mean, they've calculated, like, the highest paid OnlyFans person, like, 2 years ago was actually the male rapper Tyga, whose biggest claim to fame was probably dating Kylie Jenner when she was not 18.
Oh.
But, what? Like, secretly doing it.
All right.
Very awkwardly.
Was he 18?
He was over 18.
They call that rape, buddy.
Well, they technically weren't together.
Oh, of course they were.
They were always seen like holding hands. It was very awkward.
That's against the law, dude.
Well, it's not because, you know, legally they weren't doing anything. But like that was his biggest claim to fame. He was like the highest grossing OnlyFans person. I don't know what he was producing content-wise.
Walking around nude.
I mean, you're doing a Magic Mike thing there in a singlet. I don't know. But some people just don't want to go to that extreme.
I get it. You don't have to do it for life. Do it for 6 months. Hang them up. See you later.
I don't know if that's how that works either.
Why not?
Because there might be an obligation.
For a certain amount of time.
Well, if people are paid members.
Well, if I shut down my OnlyFans, you don't have to pay anymore.
Mm. Okay. If you say so.
If you gave me $1 million a week, I'd do about anything.
I don't think you would do it.
You don't think I would?
No. You have a child. You're going to have two children.
There's certain limits that I wouldn't do.
You have to think about that stuff, too, is like your kids
like
are
paying for college and buying them a car someday and, you know, braces cost thousands of dollars. And
you think at the rate we're going, you're going to afford any of that?
That's my whole point.
No, I mean, even
if I had $1 million a week, I would.
Good luck.
Just to see my nipples. Yeah. What else we got in there?
Not now, man.
This kind of is a two-part NFL one. Let's start with the first one. I don't know if there's been a more problematic player sans horrific crimes than Tyreek Hill.
Pretty bad.
Off the field.
Pretty bad.
Right? We got some bad ones.
He hasn't killed anybody.
Killed people, murdered dogs. That's happened.
Hired assassins,
right? Yeah. But like Tyreek Hill is a special piece of trash.
Pretty consistently special piece of trash.
Well, right now he's... He's under deposition because there's a media influencer who's quite tall and quite extra, extra large. Think OnlyFans backsides. And she is claiming in a lawsuit that Tyreek Hill broke her leg and assaulted her.
Okay.
And he is not denying physically touching her, but what he is saying is, he's basically citing that he wants to climb the tree is what he told her.
Aha.
Because Tyreek Hill's not a tall man.
Well, as a short, I can acknowledge that's a fantasy for a lot of shorts.
And in doing so, broke her leg.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
What?
Yep. That's what brought on the lawsuit. Yeah.
Has there ever been somebody who showed you who they were in the pre-draft process?
Still got rewarded for it?
Got rewarded for it and has never had, because of that, never been faced with any form of serious consequence.
Yeah, what punishment has he ever faced?
He went to Kansas City.
Being traded to Miami?
Won Super Bowls and then got traded to Miami and got a massive contract extension. He's never been held accountable. He punched his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach.
The only person who's held him accountable was his future ex-wife who lit their house on fire.
Yeah, that's about it. Other than that,
you know,
do whatever you want.
She went left eye on him.
This is one of those, I don't know what his future holds. I'd hope another lawsuit means it's ultimately done. He's coming off an injury. I don't know if anything left in the tank. Dude, what a dirty feeling if your team signs him. And that's fill in the blank for any team. Now that there's not scumbags or bad people already on your roster, of just like, how do you twist yourself into a pretzel to defend that?
Speaking of defending yourself into a pretzel to defend that, the other part of this is another NFL player who's a very nice guy. I think people are rooting for him. Drake May recently asked about the off-field stuff of Mike Vrabel. Classified his coach as a, quote, great human being.
What do you want him to say?
There's
no right answer.
How about
there,
no comment?
He can't no comment because a no comment is a big, oh, he's not even willing to defend his head coach. That becomes a thing. There's no right answer here. I'll defend my guy, Drake. I'll defend him here.
It's hard to do that after the boat stuff came out. It's a bad look. Not right now, man. Just step away.
That's my guy, dude.
Do what Seth Rogen did in 40-Year-Old Virgin. No habla English,
lady.
That's
my guy. That's my guy.
Walk away. No habla English.
I'm here to talk about the future, not the past.
Yes.
Pull a Mark McGwire.
You know, we're just focused right now internally on what we're going to do and how we can build off last season. That's all you need to do. A great human being.
There you go.
I mean, nice to you, sure.
Oh, geez. Magic Hat every Thursday at 9 a.m. It always delivers. We'll get to our poll question of the day. I just posted it. We'll get you set for your night in sports. Wrap it up on Thursday next, 105.1 FM The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up.
Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, welcome back in. Last one for us. We got the Neighborhood Restaurant Group poll question of the day. We'll get to that in a moment. Get you set for your night in sports. A couple of games in the NBA playoffs. Only one in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Our Tommy Two Nickels, his team, can they go up 3-0? We'll get to that in a moment. But Brandon has requested, he will not. He's filling in this week for Swag, doing an awesome job. We love working with Brandon. He's an onion. We talked about that earlier.
Me too.
We learn something new every single day. We peel the new layer back. What are we learning about this guy? But we have he won't be here for the Magic Hat next week. You have a leftover in the Magic Hat. What is our leftover in the hat?
Yeah, I just thought this image and audio was fitting for this show and how much this show loves glizzies. Last night, the Mets are in Colorado, and there is a hot dog, a 2-foot...
Dude, it's huge.
A two-foot-long hot dog. Yeah. I think it weighs a pound.
Yes.
And it's meant for sharing. So, of course, Keith Hernandez and Steve Gilbs decided to show that on the air.
Ready? Just the end.
What's Lady and the Tramp?
They share a hot dog just like that.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's very romantic, Keith.
It is kind of beefy.
All right.
You know that image is going to live forever. You're never going to be able to live that down, either one of you.
Well, for Keith, he won't be able to live it down. For me, it's a career highlight.
That's a great line. How long would a hot dog have to be to share it with me?
Right.
I'd do that. If it's the 2-foot glizzy.
Have you seen the video?
I've seen the video. It's hilarious.
They're each holding
it with two hands, and they're each taking a bite on the opposite end. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's called elephantitis in the food world. There's no way that's only 1 pound. I looked at that thing.
That's
and they
what
were
they're
like,
claiming a 1 pound
I think
dog?
They're claiming 1 pound. It's 2 feet long. Like,
I mean, it's skinny. I could see it being a pound.
I don't know about that.
You thinking it's more than that?
I would do this for the comedic. I don't care about it being on video forever.
No, it's funny.
It's a funny moment in time.
Yeah.
Who is the celebrity you jump on with because you know this is the biggest part of your life, whereas they're just going to get made fun of that this existed once? Like if Dame Lillard had a hot dog, I'll eat the other end.
Wouldn't somebody say the Fire game he was pounding glizzies the other night?
I did. I told you. He was on video pounding glizzies courtside.
Throwing glizzies
probably
back.
Doing it again this weekend.
That's my guy right there. That's my guy. It's Dame Lillard.
Yeah. It'd be funny, though.
It would be really funny.
He's just awkwardly eating it like a normal human being. You're scarfing it down like, dude, you're really trying to get to his end, aren't you?
If you have not seen the video, it's worth a watch. Go give it a search. They're eating each side of the hot dog. And yes, we do love glizzies around here. I think it's a great poll by Brandon.
Well, Keith just came back because he had surgery on his lower back.
He did.
And so he makes this triumphant comeback. You know, he's in a cane. They do the broadcast. Hey, welcome back to the booth, man. And they basically, like, how was it? He's like, great drugs. Great drugs.
Love the drugs.
Love the morphine.
I was high as a kite the entire time I was out.
$45 bucks, that hot dog, by the way.
$45?
Well, I didn't get to it, and I didn't put it in the hat.
God damn.
$45 for that, or the $100 Grand Prix Miami hot dog that they had at the
race.
I
mean, I will take that one just because it's cheaper. It's a hot dog. And spending $100 on a hot dog, you're an idiot.
But what are you doing in the 2-foot dog?
I'm not getting it. If I go to a game, I'm not splitting it with a buddy. Like, cause that's not, it's funny to do as a bit on the radio, but like if you're sitting next to a buddy, hey, you want to split a hot dog. But even if you get like a normal hot dog's costing you $15. Hopefully not that much, less than that.
Like 10, yeah.
You never know in New York.
Sure.
Prices are a little outrageous right now.
Like 10 or 12, I think.
Right, so they're still spending, but like that's if you're splitting it two ways at $45, that's still more expensive than a normal hot dog.
Right.
I would argue it's actually funnier. You and a random buddy being in on a joke at a random ballpark, eating very lovely a 2-foot dog from both ends, not caring about everybody else just staring at you.
I think they have to be in the seat in front of you, though. Put them in the seat in front of you, turn around.
I have you standing on the tall tables in the concession area doing it so that everybody walking by is like, what are those dudes doing?
I think sitting down next to somebody random too who you don't know, sitting down with that thing, it's a foot long. Hey, you want a little piece of this, huh? You want a little bite of this action?
What if you're sandwiching somebody?
You went on that end over there. I'll handle it over here. You get it over there.
You have one person in between you, and you and your friend have the 2-foot dog in front of them, and you start slowly whittling down.
How close
you
and getting?
They're just standing, sitting there, like, "Do I say something or what?"
At what point, when the noses touch, you gotta bail. You gotta get out of there. I said, "I go 90, you go 10." Yes, somebody asked your neighborhood restaurant poll question of the day should be which fan personality would make the most on OnlyFans. We can holster that for a magic hat. I don't know if we have enough time to unpack that one.
What are they doing? What do you think the content is?
Depends
I don't
on
know,
what you
want
to do, man. Depends on what kind of content you're in, you know?
I'm gonna take myself out of this. I have no idea.
I know it wouldn't be me. That's for damn certain. I know it would not be me.
Well, it depends who subscribes.
I think if you're
Jordan Schultz subscribing to my OnlyFans?
Yes, he is.
I might make a good amount.
Then you're making a decent amount.
$15
yeah.
a month.
Schultzy in a Mariner thong watching Mariner games would probably deliver the most amount of money. Like him just sitting on his couch.
It'd also be the biggest mix of people subscribing for different reasons.
Him in a Mariner thong and his like Mariner headband thing.
Yeah.
Yelling at the television.
Yeah. And like
watching
game
the
six.
Game. Every game. Jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Eat your own butt.
That would probably do it.
That's what they'd be typing into his chat.
Do it, Jordan. Do it.
In the middle of the game, they'd be like typing in, the Mariners give up a run, and they'd be typing in, eat your own butt.
Your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their five locations. Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Lorehurst Market Steakhouse. Your question today.
Mm.
Ooh, somebody said shirtless swag, smoking meats.
What do you? Somebody type it. What are you smoking there, Jason? And he turns and he just scratches
you in
and he
his
goes,
chest hair.
Pork butt.
Put some honey on this thing.
What?
Smack it.
You know you would be
smack your meat. Your neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day. You get to pick what college football playoff format do you want? Back to four.
Mm.
Stick to 12.
Mm.
Go to 16. Or let's push this baby to 24.
Hmm.
I voted go to 16.
16. Feels right.
16, Sprager. Do it. Do it. You know you want to do it.
Make the Pop-Tart Bowl a playoff game.
It's not answering
the
question.
We're going to 24.
52% right now say go to 16.
Also, Oregon State might make the playoff pretty good.
You'd have a decent shot there. Yeah. 7-5 is good enough to make the
Shepherd
playoff
would
now,
never
man.
Need to leave. He'd be a king in Corvallis.
It's a playoff perennial contender.
Come on.
Do we get a good night in the NBA tonight? That's not encouraging.
I don't think so.
I'm not very encouraged.
2-0 Pistons?
No.
You think the Cavs win 1-1 tonight?
1-1 Cavs.
Thunder roll again?
Thunder end up rolling again, yeah.
All right, we'll see if Tommy Two Dimes can get his Carolina Hurricanes one win away from the Eastern Conference Final. They're in Philly tonight. Game 3 of that series should be fun.
Tommy Dundon hoisting the cup.
Would be pretty funny.
That
has no bearing, though. The guy's a bad owner. That'll do it for us, folks. If you miss any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. If you have not done so yet, we love you. And Landon Tangwall was great talking some college football out of spring for Oregon, for Washington, the rest of the Big Ten schools. Go check that one, 1051thefan.com and YouTube. That will do it for us, folks. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm, Harrison Marang, is next. Listen to 1051 FM, The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.